He looked and he thought he had John Hancock on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell is wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Opinion Show once again. I am your host, Matt Alvarez, broadcasting to you live, and I know Eric's going to hate this, from sunny Northern California. Eric is in PA, my co-host. Eric, how are you doing?
Matt, if I was standing right next to you, I'd probably take my two hands and strangle you because of the amount of snow that is on the ground. I mean, honestly, if this was a video, if this was like a video show or whatever, I'd probably take a picture right outside my house and show you the amount of snow. It's getting a lot better. It's not too bad. It kind of snowed, what was that, Monday into Tuesday? And, I mean, I had to work, so I took my little... it snowed Tuesday into Wednesday, but Tuesday I worked at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I have a 2010 Ford Focus for those of you who are into cars. I have a 2010 Ford Focus, and my parking lot at my work is on a kind of a hill, and I only live 5 minutes away, so you would think I would be able to get home in a timely fashion. No, that didn't happen. It took me a whopping 1 hour to get home because, the snow had pretty much started at 7:30, pretty much picking up, and I got out of work at noon, and I thought I would be fine, but, you know, apparently this car, I don't know what it is, if it was tires or if the tires were going bad, but just bought it in 2011, so it shouldn't have been that bad, but, like I said. I mean, can't really tell you, but an hour, and I was like, I came in the house, and I was like, this car is horrible, and I was just yelling to whoever, yelling outside the, you know, when I finally got on my street, an hour later, I was yelling out, this car sucks, blah, 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 the roads suck. I just, you know, it's funny to say that, you know, I know it's definitely not the snow opinion show, but it's definitely, you know, it's pretty hilarious, because an hour of my time was wasted in my car. Well, not really wasted because I was actually listening to like nice music and, you know, long story short, I got home and, you know, I pretty much, you know, I think I was talking to the one and only DDP on Facebook and was hitting him up and all types of stuff, and then I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, he's in the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, join us in the chat room. The chat room is open. As you know, I always open it 15 minutes before the show, but sometimes on Blog Talk Radio, I just don't understand them. But
yeah. I'll tell you one thing. That chat room is interesting. I'm going to tell you one thing. All right? We're going to start off with some football talk. It's going to be an interesting talk because I've, you know, like I said, big Houston Texans fan. Of course, myself, I'm a diehard football fan. I like to be around the game. But we're going to have somebody on in a few seconds that it's going to be pretty groundbreaking for the show because it hasn't been done yet. I mean, we've, you know, had wrestlers on, professional wrestlers, and, you know, I've done interviews with God. Actually, I'm thinking about it. I've had on somebody on a show, but he was only a freshman at the time, but I had on a guy by the name of Devin Street who plays wide receiver at the University of Pittsburgh. I had him on when he was a freshman. That was a story in itself, but that was years ago. But,
yeah.
I mean, today's going to be an interesting show because
know.
We do have another...
As you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been following me along for a long, long time right here on the show, you know, we've done things differently. I've interviewed wrestlers, other random people, even bands. Hey, what do you know? I do it all here on the Sports Opinion Show along with Eric. And as Eric said, Eric, is it true that we have Colorado State's own Shaquille Barrett on the line ready in a few minutes?
Well, let's find out. She's ready. And joining us on this program is on the air right now.
Yeah, how's it going, everybody? How y'all doing?
We're doing
good.
Okay.
How you doing,
I'm doing pretty good, myself.
You know, Colorado. I think I was talking to you like last week or something on the Facebook and stuff like that. And you know, on Facebook, when you've been underneath, it said something like Florida. I was like, well, that's somewhere I would like to be, you know, right around this time.
Yeah, it was nice. Then we had a couple rainy days, but the weather was nice for the most part.
Oh, stop complaining about the rain. I'm tired of these people complaining like, oh, it's raining. Well, you know what? At least you don't have to sit around and do nothing because it snowed, you know.
Yeah, much rather prefer the rain.
Right. I'm from Pennsylvania, and Matt's from California. So it's what 3,000 miles, you know, separating the both of us. Enough about me and Matt. But let's talk about a little bit about you. Since we decided to bring you on the show, football has been a big part of the reason why we're, you know, you're on the show, and you know, talk a little bit about some of the upbringing, football. I read some articles that football wasn't the first choice.
It was that and wrestling, football and wrestling.
Okay.
I liked to play like basketball and baseball, but I wasn't as good as I was in football and wrestling as I was in baseball. I mean, wasn't as good as I was. In basketball and baseball as I was in football and wrestling.
Now, you know, you talked a little bit about wrestling and stuff like that. And when was it, was this like really, really little? Like you were doing both? Or was it like one of those things where you were doing wrestling first and then you decided to start playing football?
No, it was a... It was always at the same time, football, then wrestling. I got into them both like the same year and just continued with both of them all the way up into my senior year of high school. And just football was more, I had a bigger passion for football than I did wrestling at the conclusion of my high school career. So I just went on and went with that.
Okay. Now, going from high school into the college, you were, you know, everybody, you know, all the high school, like I've talked to numerous high school players and, you know, they tell me stories about getting, you know, recruited and coaches coming to visit. Tell the people that are listening a little bit about how that went down for you.
I was at a small high school, so the recruiting process wasn't as screwy as it is for a lot of other people, but I had pretty much two choices to choose from. I had a lot of schools that Well, I did have a lot of schools that came after me, but it was schools that I wasn't even considering. But I just had two schools that I wanted to go to. It was one of them, University of Nebraska, Omaha, which was a D2 school, and I had University of North Dakota, which is D1AA. And like you said, they come down, visit you, take you out there so you can take a official visit and everything. It was real nice. everybody, they treat you like you the best thing, like the best thing that you feel like a king. But my decision was really to go to UNO was pretty much my brother was going there for wrestling. I wanted to stay with him, so I just decided to go down there for football. And it was close to me, and I kind of knew a lot of people in Omaha, Nebraska, because I was there for my last 2 years of high school. So I didn't want to leave my comfort zone, kind of, sort of.
Right. Now, you went to, when you, going to Colorado State, that wasn't your first, like you just said. From what I've read, the first college you went to actually decided to drop football altogether. What was your initial reactions to that whole situation?
Initially, I was in denial because my brother, he was on the wrestling team, as I say, and they told them the night that, like, they won a national championship that they were disbanding wrestling and football program. So he called me that night and told me, and I just was in disbelief. But the next morning, my coach, my head football coach, called me and told me it was true. And I was just shocked. But I knew I wanted to continue playing football, and I knew the chances of, me and my brother going somewhere for wrestling and football at the same place was slim to none. So I had to kind of leave my comfort zone and, like, just grow up a little bit and go out and just continue my football career wherever it was, whatever school was going to lead me to.
Right. And like I just said, you had to sit out 1 year from Nebraska to Colorado State. What was the year like of not playing football whatsoever? Did it make you feel more motivated that you were going to get, yourself into amazing shape and to be ready to go when you, first stepped on that field?
Because University of Nebraska Omaha disbanded their football program, I didn't have to sit out a year, so I came in and was playing immediately. I would have hated to see what it felt like to sit out for a year because I just can't imagine practicing without playing. Like, I got to have a reward on Saturdays to go out there and play a game. So I actually didn't have to sit out a year.
Okay. Like I said, that was something I had just read. I wasn't sure if that was what the deal was. That was true. You did well in your freshman year, and you had from what I'm saw for everything off your Colorado State your bio, you were actually recruited by Miami.
Oh yes, I was originally going down there, but once they was recruiting and got a little bit deep into the process, they saw that I was a partial qualifier. I didn't meet transfer criteria to transfer to that school, and they said the odds of me winning an appeal process for that was slim. So they told me just don't even pursue it no more because it won't it pretty much won't happen.
Okay. Now I gotta ask you. Your hometown is Baltimore. Okay. How is that was that transition going from pretty much Baltimore to Colorado?
It's not hard, but it's different, and it's a lot different because Baltimore is pretty much all urban everywhere, and people is minding their own business, doing their own thing. But Colorado and Nebraska, you just walk down the street, people just start talking to you, say hello, and all that stuff. And they're I never did that before. And just the lifestyle that you live, you don't really have to worry about watching your back or anything like that. You could go out, you just don't have to worry about if you leave your keys, leave your door unlocked or something like that. But everywhere is crime, but it's just less crime here, a lot less crime here.
Right. Before we go into any further, this is Shaquille Barrett, from Colorado State, and we're talking a lot about we're talking football and discussing. You're from Baltimore, like I previously had just mentioned. I don't want to sound like I'm asking you too much, but what's the NFL team of choice growing up?
I was a little bit everywhere. I was a 49ers initially. But now I'm a Ravens and an Eagles fan.
Okay, good choice. I had to say, Matt, my co-host over here, Matt, he's a diehard Oakland Raiders fan, so every
That's
week
right.
it seems. I mean, if I was in Oakland, I'd probably have to give him a tissue every week because, I shouldn't be talking about this, because, you know, you never know what happens. But, playing defense and actually, you know, playing, well, you know, you pretty much are like a defensive end / out linebacker. What brought you the, the idea was it to play that position? Was it yours or was it coaching? Was it like coaching staff?
When I first came in to Colorado State, it was like I was here, and I was playing middle linebacker in a 4-3, but then the new coaches came, and they it was their idea to move me out there because they thought that was a more realistic position for me to be playing if I had an opportunity to go to the next level. So it was their idea to put me down there, and just like a lot of good coaching from my coach, Coach English, Coach Skip, and Coach Porter, they just got me where I am today. Just a lot of hard work and being able to being a coachable player and listening and actually making the adjustments as they talking to me.
Okay. Now that middle linebacker, you know, there's a lot of really good middle linebackers out there. You know, you're a Baltimore guy, so I have to say what. You know, mm-hmm. Ray Lewis, you know, did you watch a lot of his did he inspire you to play that position? Or
I never like growing up I never played linebacker. I played it like one year but I wasn't that good at it, so I was pretty much a defensive lineman. But like once I got to that position, like there's no doubt that I started watching Ray Lewis. I started watching Joey Porter film, and I started watching Brian Urlacher film. And,
okay.
Like all three of them, like is a important role and played an important role in getting me where I am today.
Right, right. Now I always talk about linebackers, and you know I always say that they're like the key. They're pretty much like, I call it the coach of the defense because you kind of have to, you know, you're pretty much right in the middle. And mm-hmm. it seems like a lot of teams are going to that maybe like that 3-4 type defensive scheme. You see a lot of teams going to that. But like I even throw out, being a diehard Eagles fan, I still think about how great Jeremiah Trotter was, And I still tell people to this day that he was such a good middle linebacker because he, could protect the pass and could protect probably a better run. Better against the run than he was against the pass, but a lot of people disagree with me on that. But, going into your senior year, what was the mindset going in as in regards to taking it pro?
I knew that I had an opportunity if I came out and played well and did everything I needed to, and the team have a good year. And I came in with, a goal of 10 sacks, and I got 12. So I knew, once I reached that goal, that it was a real possibility now. And I just came out, try to work hard on myself, do my job, and just make plays because I know a lot of teams want playmakers on that team, and that's what I was trying to do. I want to make a team in college. That's what they want, playmakers, and hopefully I could transform that playmaking ability to the pros if I get a shot out there and, wherever I need to start, I make plays, special teams, then get a shot on defense, do whatever I need to do to make me plays and stand out, make a name for myself.
Right, right. I mean, it's good to have goals, and I really think that you definitely need to start with some goals that, anybody should be, trying to get, better, and, it definitely helps that you have some good goals. So, like I said, I'll be rooting for you. Coming up and stuff like that, but what are some of the things you've been doing with kind of like an off season type thing? Is it really an off season, or are you pretty much in the gym like 5 to 6 days a week? Or
it's no off season right now because I'm trying to work. So I can like pro day come out and impress some people and like put out some good numbers and try to do what I can to make my dream come true. So it's still in the gym pretty much, 5 to 6 days a week. And quality time with some guys who also have a dream of making an NFL that's on the team. We all just working out together, trying to motivate each other, and to do what we have to do to make our dreams come true.
Right, right.
So off-season is no off-season.
I think that you should be, you know, preaching to some of these, you know, these younger guys coming up and coming into college that if they really want to get to that pro or, you know, whatever, the next level, that you got to tell them there's no really, you know, off-season. I mean, you really have, you really need to just, I mean, like I said, you're focused. It seems like you're focused. You do have a family, you know, so it kind of like helps you stay on the path of you need to, you know, that you need to. So, what has your coaches been saying in regards to the whole process? Have they given you any good advice?
No, only coach I've been talking to is Coach Porter, Joey Porter. And he's just working with, like, him and our strength coach working with me in the weight room and on, like, combine-specific drills and just trying to get me ready for that. And, like, that's about it. And, like, a lot of coaches, they, if I go out there, I'm pretty sure they'll talk to me and, like, give me some advice. But I just, like, you know, I just don't go out there too often.
Right, right. I'm not going to keep you any longer because you're a very busy guy, and I understand that. But in closing, what's one thing that if you could tell any young up-and-coming football player, whether it's high school or whatever, what would be one piece of advice that you give them?
First of all, you can't take it for granted because I know, like, when I got hurt, I know, like, sometimes you'd be dreading practice, but when I got hurt, I couldn't wait to get back out there to practice because you never know when it's going, and I, like, it's going to end sooner or later, so just don't take it for granted. Just go out there and, like, give you 100% effort, and I know people probably hear it a lot, but, like, when it's over, you're going to wish you had another year back to come back and play. Like, I'm going to miss the bond that I had with my brothers on the team. Just all the teams I played on, I wish I could, like, hey, every day, even now, I wish, like, I got another college season to hang out with the sellers and try to make a bigger name for myself. Like, just don't take it for granted because it's going to be over before you know it.
Right, right. Well, thank you again for coming on the show, and I got to say, I appreciate it, and good luck in the whole process, and I'll be rooting for you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for
that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, that was Shaquille Barrett, Colorado State linebacker, giving us a couple of minutes, I mean, some time, and talking about his career. It was pretty cool to have him on and, you know, discuss some of the things. And definitely, if you're looking to get into, you know, college football, if you're a high school football player, definitely think this was something that you should listen to and get to take some some of those words from him, because, you know, it seems like he has a good head on the shoulders. I'm sort of rooting for him, it was good. Good talking to him. So thank you.
Yeah, to all you youngsters out there, there's no excuse to say, well, I missed the interview. I didn't hear what he said, Eric. I didn't even hear what the questions you were asking him. That's why Block Talk Radio is always in the archives. You can go back and listen to it later. So there's no excuse
for these
kids. Right, Eric?
Yep, no excuses. Just take this. I mean, this guy could be, you know, like I said, I look at these situations and I say, you know, anybody that
what? Eric, are you still there? Oh no.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought we lost you there.
No.
Well. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's been making stupid rants, which is the title subject of our show today. But first, Eric, what did you think about that championship game on Sunday?
Both
How
teams
did you
were,
feel?
I mean, I think a lot of the people that are saying that, you know, the teams that people wanted, that most people wanted to win, won. So I guess that's a good thing.
A lot of people also felt that there were a lot of bad calls with these referees. Did you think that was the case, or?
Well, I mean, everybody has complaints, so
Of course.
Yeah. So.
Well,
I can't
what
really
what,
think.
What about your? What about after the game? Did you feel any differently after the game?
Not really.
Do you know who you're rooting for in the Super Bowl, or do you care?
I know you already know who I'm rooting for.
You're gonna be cheering for those Broncos.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Meanwhile, I'll be helping out Seattle. We always seem to have differences on this. I don't know why.
Oh wow! Oh wow! That's what it's about.
And speaking of stupid rants, ladies and gentlemen, did anybody catch this?
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you find with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the bet. Or I'm going to set it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And Joe, back over to you.
And Joe, we're just going to go back to you, Joe. Eric, what did you think was going through your mind when Richard Sherman did this?
Well, you know what? Everybody says things in the heat of the moment, and I think that this was one of the situations where he said something out of the heat of the moment. So.
Yeah, and I know in the last few days everybody's been making him out to be this bad guy. Oh, Richard Sherman, what an ass.
Right,
but
no,
now
he's
here
not.
We
he's
are.
He's a Stanford guy. And he played for Stanford.
Yeah,
he's
a Stanford
guy. So
but here we are
really
4 days later. Here we are 4 days later, Eric. And now ESPN came out with this whole audio thing because how the NFL wants audio enhanced now when they're doing games. During the game, Crabtree didn't say anything like that. It was clear as day. You could hear it in the audio file when ESPN aired it this morning of Crabtree going up to Sherman and saying, good game, man, good game. That's all he said. He wasn't talking trash maybe before the game, but during the game, no, it was clear what had happened, so nobody knows. But then do you think he was even really truthfully sorry when he made his apology? Eric,
you know, it's funny because you know he makes an apology, right? But then his high school football coach, basically, his high school football coach, who is Keith Donerson, says it didn't take long to realize that the future. He pretty much said it. He knew that Richard Sherman was going places. And he said he was just like Terrell Owens. He wanted the ball a lot. He was never shy about asking for the ball.
Wow. That part I did not know about. I don't think he really was truly sincere about his apology because then he ended it with, oh, and the rest of you, you're all a bunch of assholes. I think he just made the apology just to make the team feel better.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? That, like, I'm, like, looking at some of the things. He had 8 interceptions. He's had 20 from 2011 when he came in the league to 2013.
Right. So
the one thing about him is that he's from that whole rant, he's probably going to get a good $5 million in endorsements, is what CNN is reporting. And they actually broke that this article this morning, 11:33 in the morning, because they said Richard Sherman could stand to make about $5 million in endorsements, all because of his 15-second rant moments after helping the Seattle Seahawks get to the Super Bowl. Immediately after the play, did a TV interview proclaiming that he was the best corner in the NFL. And he pretty much foiled the play. Sherman's agent, Jamie Fritz, told CNN Money that interest in his clients has boomed since the remarks, while Sherman's current endorsements amount to just a bit more than his $550,000 NFL salary. Fritz believes there are millions in deals that will be signed soon, some before the Super Bowl is played on February 2nd. We have some players who have come to the table who are starting the conversation.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know. I did say it was going to be a special show with Shaquille Barrett on the show. But I've decided, Eric, we need to make it a little more special today because I just feel generous, you know? And you know what that entitled?
What?
It entitled the fact that, did you know that there is now a Bud Stealing Award?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. First one ever. Bud Stealing and decided to create the Bud Stealing Baseball Award. It was reported this week on the internet, and I said, oh, really? So that means he's going to start handing out awards, and he might even get the idea to create a Bud Stealing Hall of Fame ceremony or something like that. I hope he's not listening because I don't want him to get any ideas. That was my idea, so if you run with it, I better get some endorsements here, too. And Eric, speaking of stupid rants, what did you think? Did you hear about that basketball player that said, well, basketball shouldn't really be on TV, period?
Who said that?
I don't really remember, but that's what a basketball player had said this week.
Oh, I want to find out who that is, because that sounds like a fucking knucklehead. Excuse my language. That sounds like a fucking knucklehead.
Yeah. I think it was somebody on the Warriors team that said that. And also, as much as...
I'm going to research.
Yeah, you do that. You look it up and find out who that is. While Eric's doing that, ladies and gentlemen, as hot as she is, and she was a former head cheerleader, but this former head cheerleader from the Oakland Raiders, she sued the Raiders because she said they're not paying her enough, so she sued them, she waited till her contract was up, and then she sued them. I know my good friend in the chat room, the man in charge of this network, Roger Nobriega, likes that, don't you?
What's up, Roger? How you doing today? What's going on, Roger? Hey, yo, hold on. Let me do something. Let me say something. Yo, Roger. I sent you a friend request on Facebook. All right? I sent you a friend request yesterday. All right? Accept the friend request. Come on. I don't care. Whatever. The man in charge. No.
Yeah, but how... Do you think this is
I think
great?
It was Gerald Henderson that said that.
Yeah, I think it was. I think you're right. Because he said it ruined
no,
the integrity of the game. Do you think he was smoking something when he made that statement?
Well, I'm gonna actually, because I don't think it was, and that was a video from 2013. I'm looking up this a little bit.
Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if that was smart of this former Raider cheerleader to wait until her contract expired, because she knew she was going to sue the Oakland Raiders, but she waited until her contract expired. I don't know if that's smart or not.
Who's this?
One of the former Oakland cheerleaders. She was on the news the other night. And me and my grandpa were watching her, and he said, well, how do you feel about that? I said, Dad, I don't know. I'm kind of taken back by that, Grandpa. That's what I told my grandpa. He's like, well.
I'm reading it right now. Okay. Apparently, it's over wages.
Yes, over wages.
Apparently,
she was underpaid.
She was identified in court documents as Lacey T, which, you know. Call yourself Lacey T,
Yep.
That's saying something. Her allegations including unpaid work, pay below the minimum wage, no meal or rest breaks, and untimely pay. Mike Taylor, Director of Public Relations for the Raiders, had no comment when contacted Wednesday by CNN. The cheerleader claims that her 1,002, can't even talk right, $1,250 for the season, including $125 per game, was less than $5 an hour per appearances at games, rehearsals, and charity events. Raiderettes, she said, are not paid until the end of the season and have fines for late arrivals and other infractions deducted from the paycheck. I'm going to say this. So why didn't she read the fine print when signing up for this? Let's put it at that first.
I don't know. You're always supposed to read the fine print. Sports Talk with the Guys, they mentioned that a few weeks ago on their Saturday morning program. You always need to read the fine print. Sonny Clark has even been down this road talking about this because there's no way you can just sign something and then say, well, I didn't know that this and this and that was happening. That would be like me giving Eric Williams a contract, and if he didn't read the fine print at the very bottom of his contract, then I would say, Eric, why didn't you read it? What's wrong with you, you Denver Broncos fan?
He's a funny guy right there.
Yeah, seriously. What are your thoughts about the fine print? I made my rant about it. What are your thoughts?
Like I said, I think it's, like I said, people should read the fine print better, That's all it is. People are stupid,
So we both know that her lawsuit is more than likely not going to hold up, and the Raiders probably won't care about it. Or do you see them going to court?
You never
know
with these idiots.
That's true.
Who's all in the chat room? I didn't get a chance to say hello to everybody in the chat room.
All right, well, it's getting full now. We got guest 1654, guest 1675, Roger Nobriega, and, of course, DDP. I don't know where Coffee is again, even though he just posted something up about, the Tomb Raider video game.
Apparently Lisa just sent me a Facebook and told I'm supposed to tell you to pay attention to your chat room.
Well, the chat room is open. Like I said, everybody is in there.
Lisa said that you're not paying attention to the chat room. What's up, Lisa? How's everything going?
No, I'm looking dead center at the chat room. I'm looking at the Twitch.
Oh,
board.
Hey,
Ryan,
thanks, Roger, for the Roger. Accepted my friend request. So, thank you so much.
Now you're friends.
Well, yeah, I'm buddies with them.
That makes
you know
feel
what?
Better.
I think you don't. And I'll tell you right now. If I can get 1 second, I like to tell everybody on the sports opinion show world. We need to do something like the WWE Universe does. We need to call our fans something.
We need to call
apparently,
fans.
You need to refresh your page. Refresh your page.
You telling me to refresh my page, or?
Yeah. Apparently,
yeah,
she's trying to talk to you. Apparently, she's trying to talk to you, and you're not answering, though.
Well, I've refreshed it about 3 times when you were doing the interview.
Okay. You can hear it. You can hear what he's saying. I don't have to say it again.
Yeah,
I'm getting, like, messages up the green room here now. Let me turn this down.
Yeah, I see that. I can't see it. I can hear it.
Yeah,
there. That's much better. There we go. Yeah, now, crap. Coffee heard everything I said.
Man, you talk so much trash about Coffee. Man, you owe Coffee.
Wait a minute, Time out. Hold on. What about you?
See,
DDP
you're welcome,
wasn't here last week, but DDP is back in the chat room this week. I think DDP said he had something for you. I don't know, though. Maybe he changed his mind, and I guess he's going to forgive you.
Who, DDP?
Yeah. Remember last
week? That's my brother from another mother. Hold on 1 second while I pour myself a nice glass of water. Need to talk a little bit louder. And the water.
Oh, geez.
Cold water. I'm gonna do the Sports Opinion Show water bottle. We're gonna have to make some money somehow, you know.
Sports Opinion Show water bottle.
Yeah, water. Like, you know how, like, say, Aquafina and Nestle has water? We need to have the Sports Opinion water. Make that possible, somebody out there. Somebody with money. Make that possible.
Well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, Eric, but Lisa in the chat room said water is for wimps. She told you to drink beer.
I can't drink it. I got plans with... Yeah, I would be drinking. This is my day off. But number one, I don't get paid to drink, okay? And two, I have to drive. So can't do that. And I'm trying to cut down some weight because I got to look lean and mean for whatever reason, just because. For all the ladies out there.
Because of those reasons.
You know, for all the ladies out there. I will tell you one thing. My beer choice is Yingling. If anybody wants to send me a case.
Oh, you're trying to lose weight for all the ladies. Is that what you said?
Of course. Even though I have a girlfriend, you know, I can't touch.
Wow.
You heard it right on the Sports Opinion Show. No, I'm just kidding. She's probably going to, my girlfriend's probably going to just listen to this. She's probably going to listen to it. Like, she's probably going to be like, I think she was like, you've been saying that. It's like, oh, when I get over there later, like, let's listen to the show. Because I told her all about the show. But thought it was going to be a big show and stuff like that. And she's probably going to look at me, like, right about now, and probably just say, you said that? And I was going to be like, yep, I said that. You know, because for 2 hours, I get to be something. I get to say anything. No, not anything. I was just kidding. Real quick, before anybody we continue anything, I do have some sad business to report. Wouldn't be saying this, but it's because it hits so home to me. And I've met this person on 4 different occasions. I've been to their house and everything. But a man who is the reason, this is back in 2006, so almost 8 years ago, I met a man by the name of Mike Trash, who is an internet, actually runs an internet wrestling radio show called Trash Talking Radio every Tuesday night. He's been on since 2003. He's had Hulk Hogan on twice. He's had a lot of shows. He runs every week, every Tuesday, and he's out of Harrisburg. Well, on Thursday, I received a message via Mike, and he's the reason why I'm going to say it. And a lot of people are going to be like, oh, no, I don't think so. Like, I've heard a lot of people. But you know what? Mike is the godfather of internet pro wrestling radio shows. He's the godfather. He is the best in radio at doing wrestling talk because he's the reason why I'm doing what I do. And because of me, I've gotten other people into radio. And I'm not trying to say, oh, because of him that people got. But I'm just saying, he sparked my interest. He got me motivated. He's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. He didn't make me find Blog Talk Radio. He wanted me to do it through a radio, like an actual, like an internet, like getting my own network and everything. My name is tied at the point, but on Thursday night, I received an email, it's a Facebook message from him saying that his wife had passed on, Pamela Bechtel. He doesn't really go by as... His real name's not Mike Trash. His name's Michael Bechtel. But his wife had passed away. She had fell and had a seizure and passed away. She had been sick for the last 13 years after a botched surgery. And there were some medical mistakes. It was medical malpractice, pretty much. But I've been there to their place 4 different times to do the show live on Tuesdays. And, you know, she's always... very sweet, very nice, and, you know, welcomed me and, you know, and people that I brought in to the studio in with open arms. And, you know, like I said, I always want to, you know, Mike, I'll always be there for Mike, and I'll always be there for his, you know, the whole Trash Talking Radio show. But I just want to send my condolences out there. I want to say it publicly because I did tell him that I would say it publicly because definitely the world just lost the world just lost a good human being, and, you know, like I said, there will never be another one of her. because she was kind and she didn't deserve to be in pain for 13 years. But Mike was always supportive and took care of her every day and pretty much, you know, was a loving husband. And they had no kids. They had no children. But, you know, like I said, I really, you know, it's a sad situation.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'll, you know, I always try to remember the good times that, you know, and, you know, I just wanted to, I just want to dedicate whatever I do to them. And, you know, I kind of want to dedicate the show to them because, you know, they're the reason why I'm where I'm at today.
Well, yeah, sorry about that. Well, Lisa, I got something for you. You're going to love this. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to
$1 million?
Wrestling, we got one more thing. Huh?
You give her $1 million?
No, if I had $1 million to give her and to give the chat room, I would definitely do it if I could.
Well, you
but
pay me first.
No, not that.
Remember, you pay me first, and that, and I'll, you know, I'll decide.
Lisa said, "I get free beer." Well, I could probably.
You know,
Lisa,
if I'm ever in California, you know, we got to throw down some alcohol.
Well, Eric, if you do decide to come down, remember, I'm in Northern California. You have to go all the way down to Southern California. Just take a plane down to LA and meet up with her and have drinks.
You know,
I'll say
we just bring the party to your house. I'll bring the booze and I'll come down to your place and we'll get completely hammered. I'll get you drunk, Matt.
Anyway, I have something for her. She's gonna love this, or she might kill me for it. But ladies and gentlemen, before
we
get into
wrestling, I really hope she kills you. Just kidding.
We'll see. Hey, Aaron Rodgers has now been, you know, since he's been subjected to prison time, he has special priority because he doesn't have to wait for food. He gets special treatment, and they allow him to be by himself. He has his own cell. He's not with regular inmates like random regular people and all the gang members and stuff. He's in solitary confinement by himself, and they have to keep the regular prisoners away from him because they say, well, he's famous and all this. And so he gets 3 hours of free time. Well, all the other inmates, they only get 1 or 2 hours of free time, but not him. What, because he's famous? Because he's Aaron Rodgers, the superstar.
Christ. what's DDP saying? I want to know what's DDP saying?
Nothing, really. Coffee's the one confused about this.
What's Coffee so confused about?
He said Aaron Rodgers is in jail?
No.
How about
non-sports news? Justin Bieber got arrested. How about that? Right, we'll talk about that.
No, I don't think that's recommended on a sports show, but he was only in jail for 3 hours and then he got bailed out by his great attorney. That's what he called it. That's Justin Bieber for you. Yeah.
Lisa said she's lost. I understand. It's okay.
Oh. Coffee said, "Oh,
yeah." The phone lines are open. Bieber. Anybody wants to give a quick call over to the, into the show? Give us a call. I did have the number to call in, but give the call in number, Matt, so people can call in and maybe we can get some people to talk about.
Well, if you'd like to call in, the call in number is 347-637-2306.
Why don't we go to a quick commercial break?
Yes, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we've got some awesome wrestling news stories to cover, especially what comes up after Monday Night Raw. It's on your computer.
Uh-huh.
fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hottest place on the internet for wrestling and video games is, of course, WGS Radio. We got it all. News, reviews, interviews with some of the biggest stars in wrestling today, and yes, even...
Oh my God!
The leader of Team Gooch himself, Mick37. That's every Wednesday and Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. And of course, for pay-per-views, 2 hours before every pay-per-view for wrestling. www.blogtalkradio.com/WGS Radio. We'll see you there.
Got no time for my game, I put it on a shelf. And this money and fame ain't gonna earn itself. I'm not wasting my time, you better recognize the pain, the hustle, the pain, the redness in my eyes. When the pressure comes down, you throw the towel in. But for me and my crew, that's where the work begins. At the end of the day, we like to cut it loose. By the end of the night, we're making bodies move. We're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting.
Down my shirt. That would not have been good. Oh man, that would have sucked.
No,
I was in the kitchen right now. I'm trying to hurry up and get back over here trying to fly over here from the kitchen back to my room, and I'm like, I feel like having a hot dog, but I don't have no hot dog bun. That's okay. I'll have to buy some more later. I have plenty of hamburger buns.
I'm reading an article. Apparently, your story about Aaron Rodgers getting arrested is not true.
Hey, it was on Yahoo. Did I save that on my computer?
Yahoo. Well, just so you know that I was getting messages left and right from different people and looked up, and I don't see nothing. I want to say, what's going on to the one and only Craig Brooks out of the group? What's going on, Craig?
Yeah, let's say what's up to all my friends of the group. Craig,
you got
I hope you didn't have to drive. What?
Do we have any birthdays?
What?
Do we have any
birthdays?
No,
no birthdays this week.
Well, Matt,
no birthday
my birthday was this past week, so I think as an encore, I think you should sing, since you didn't wish me a happy birthday on the phone, I think you need to sing me the happy birthday song again.
No. We already did that last week. I had to publicly embarrass myself live on the air last week, ladies and gentlemen, and sing Eric Williams' happy birthday. Your birthday was Monday.
I think
you
should do it again. I think it's called good entertainment. I think you should do it again.
Oh, this is one of those what's best for business lines, isn't it? Is that what you're trying
pretty
to
much,
do here?
Yeah, pretty
God.
Much.
God. Oh, gee. I'm sorry, Eric, that is not happening this week. And then ladies and gentlemen, if you
well,
said 29...
Well, it's Lisa's birthday, so how about we just give Hal... Why don't you sing Lisa happy birthday song?
It's Lisa's birthday? Are you serious? See? I knew it. No comment. gee. What a way to start the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, you're just tuning in, I know people are just jumped in the chat room. We've been having a hell of a time here on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, hey.
Earlier we had on...
We even had Shaquille Barrett on the show.
Colorado State outside linebacker who's preparing for the NFL draft. We had him on at the 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern time. We had him on tough to good 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Nothing too much, just, you know, discussing some different things and, going over some stuff and gave some good advice to the younger college/high school football athletes that, pretty much, told a good story about his life. And like I said, I have some stuff up my sleeve for leading up until the draft. I kind of want to do some different things, with getting some different people on the show, athletes. Kind of want to open up the spectrum a little bit with, some people. Want to use my connections.
Well, we have a connection now, Erica. Let's see who this is on the phone lines here.
Should be scared. I want to see who's going to be calling in. Let's see who this should be.
Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Wow, that's kind of rude, don't you think? You should say, on the air.
Well, how about okay, so Matt, now that she's on the air, when is your birthday?
Whose?
When?
Matt?
No, you.
Mine's in July.
Okay, Matt is going to have to, he forgot to do it last year, so he has to make up. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Matt sing you happy birthday on this show for not singing you happy birthday last show. See, with me being on the show, Matt's not going to be able to forget about some of these dumb things. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers was not arrested. Looked that up on Google, and there was nothing about Aaron Rodgers. Yahoo must have did some type of screw up. So, Matt,
well,
I think she definitely deserves a happy belated birthday song sung to her live on the show.
Well, Eric, you sound like you're really excited to sing it, so why don't you sing it? You know you got
no,
the voice
I mean,
for it.
Matt, I know you like to sing in that a cappella you know, you like to sing the gospel, so I would like to hear a rendition from you.
Matt, wait, Matt,
I don't
you
even
need
have the gospel voice.
Matthew, you need to refresh the room because your name is not in the room anymore in the little chat thing. But, no, I just wanted to call, and I should have called earlier because you guys were talking about Richard Sherman. Oh, my God. You know, I'm a huge 49ers fan, so that just, like, totally rubbed me the wrong way, even though I hate Crabtree with a passion. But, you know what, I just wanted to point out, because Matt didn't see it, you know, this isn't the first time he's ran his mouth. So, you know, he's a lot of talk, and I don't like him, and Peyton's going to school him.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you one thing. This guy, okay, Richard Sherman, all right, like I said earlier, his own high school coach said that he was another T.O. So that's saying something right there. And when you say that you're the best corner in the game and you have to play the best quarterback in the game, in the Super Bowl, Peyton is going to put him where he needs to be. And that is just in his place. And that's my opinion. And if Richard Sherman has three interceptions.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you, but I have to say this about Seattle. First of all, they got a lot of bandwagon fans, which, you know what, screw y'all. But, no, Seattle's not going to do good. They are not a road team. I mean, you look, the Buccaneers and the Rams took it to them on the road and almost beat them. What is Peyton Manning going to do to him? You know, also, it's a cold weather climate. How are they really going to play in that? I don't know. I've got the Broncos in this for more than one reason. I see that it's going toward the Broncos. For those reasons, I mean, especially Peyton Manning, but also because, you know what, they beat my team. Well, actually, my team beat themselves. And if you're talking about penalties in that game, there was no penalty that cost the Niners a game. The one penalty that you could look at was when it should have been roughing the kicker. But the Niners had the lead. They should have kept the lead and added on to the lead. So the Niners lost that game themselves. And this is coming from a diehard 49ers fan, which Matt knows, because even when the Niners sucked, he knows I was a huge Niners fan. So I'm not jumping on their bandwagon.
I will say this, though, and I'm not going to, you know, like I said, I'm a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan. I will be till the day I die. But I will tell you this. It sure looks like if Denver, this is going to kind of sound kind of like, well, I mean, it's not happening, so it doesn't matter. I think Denver gets off a little bit easier by playing Seattle. I really do. Because I think if they play San Francisco in the Super Bowl, I think they have a tougher time. I really do. Because Kaepernick has been to the Super Bowl. He was there last year. All right, so he knows what the situations are going to be. He knows how to play under pressure, okay? Like I said, Kaepernick is going to be a lot better than Russell Wilson in the long run. I'm going to say that right now. Am I 100% behind it? Yes, I'm 100%. I think Kaepernick is going to be way better than Russell Wilson. Not way better, but I think he's going to be better.
Well, Kaepernick's going to be more than a one-dimensional quarterback. He can run and he can throw. So you've got both those aspects there. I don't know much about Russell Wilson other than the fact that I don't like him because he's on my rival. But, you know, I'm still not sold on Kaepernick 100%. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I mean, who knows? He might be the next coming of, like, and – you know, when I say this, you guys might kind of be like, oh, he was not good, but Jeff Garcia. I mean, he had a better passing rating than Joe Montana did.
Now, when you say that, do you, like, I mean, like, and I'm not going to go off on a tangent here, but I'm going to say this. I think you can't compare any two, I mean, from quarterbacks, and a lot of people are saying, it's the same thing with basketball, the same thing with baseball. You cannot compare generations because you always have something that's better in that next generation. Comparing Steve Young to a Peyton Manning, you might be able to get away with it, okay, because they played pretty much mostly the same type of style. I mean, Peyton is not a runner, okay, but he can if he has to. But comparing guys like a Kaepernick to anybody, they're the first of their kind is what I'm trying to say.
Well, no, and, you know, I do – I do agree with you. I have to cut you off real quick, but I do agree with you because, you know, nowadays the NFL is more catered to quarterbacks, you know, like the Drew Brees and the Tom Brady's. I don't think if they played in the 90s they would have any of the numbers that they have now because it's more of a offensive league. You know, you can't play defense anymore. You can't hit a guy without a penalty being thrown, especially if your name is Tom Brady.
Right, right.
But no, I'm just saying he could be like
better.
The second coming
better.
Of Jeff Garcia.
I think it's better for the fans because I think you see more of a game now than – I mean, I just hate games where there, it's every 5 minutes you see a stoppage. Not even every 5 minutes, every 2 minutes, stop, penalty. It seems like the officials – for everybody saying, oh, the officials suck, they're letting them play the game. I mean, honestly, in any games that I was watching with the Eagles – I mean, in years past, it was penalty. It was ridiculous. Now they're letting them play the game, and you're getting
to see
more.
Not really, they're not letting. I mean, no, you go back to a couple, you know, when the Niners played the Saints. They called, I think it was Bowman, which I'm disappointed in you, Matt. You didn't even mention Navarro Bowman in those whole games, how he got that injury and how classless Seattle Seahawks fans are by throwing popcorn at him.
Yeah, that was a little disrespectful, throwing popcorn. I mean, if it was me, I would be throwing a whole bunch of soda at him. Not popcorn, but
very, very funny.
You don't throw stuff
at an injured player. He tore his MCL and his ACL. So hopefully the Niners
have injury, that's different.
Yeah, he has an injury. That's what I'm talking about, Matt. When they injured number 53 on the Niners, people threw popcorn at him.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I wasn't there to catch the popcorn with my mouth. So, I mean, I guess that's why the popcorn went to waste.
Yeah, well, nobody's
laughing there. I can't believe nobody's laughing at that.
But I just wanted to put my two cents in on the whole Niners thing because I'm a huge 49ers fan.
Excuse me.
What was that?
He burped.
Yeah, live on the air. You heard it here first.
Wow. I've never done that. All right. That was pretty funny. That must be that has to be Sports Opinions show.
That will definitely make it on the anniversary show that you're talking about, Eric.
But anyways, I'll let you get back to your show. I just wanted to put my two cents in on the whole Niners situation since you weren't in the room earlier when I was saying that Sherman has done this before, so he's an ass. Just plain and simple, Sherman's an ass. And, you know, hopefully when the Super Bowl rolls around, Peyton Manning will put him in this place, which I really think will happen because Seattle is not a road team. And, yeah, they can't do anything outside that dome. I mean, if you're going to let Kaepernick do what he did to you, oh, gosh, what Peyton's going to do is just very, very – it's going to be very interesting to see. I see a very high score for the Broncos, but that's just me.
You bet money on that game?
No.
Okay.
The last time I bet money on the Broncos in the Super Bowl, I didn't bet on them. I bet against them when the Niners played them. I never got my $5 from my mom. So, yeah, betting money is, like, not my...
Okay.
So, anyways, y'all get back to your show. I'll be in the chat room. Pay attention, Matthew.
Yeah. Well, I knew that Sherman was always running his mouth and stuff like that. But it's just it's never happened after a game.
It's heat of the moment. It's heat of the moment.
Yeah, that's
thing.
What it was. So
you kind of expect that.
I mean, and I think they've even been starting this war on Twitter, haven't they? Him and Crabtree, but then again, it's a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of a lot, we still got a ton of stuff to talk about here. We've got to get into the rest of this show. Eric Williams, do you know what this Monday night is?
This Monday night is, again, my birthday, so I think you should sing Happy Birthday again to me for the second week in a row.
No, because your birthday was this past Monday.
No, I have my birthday is every
upcoming
week.
Monday.
Your birthday is every Monday.
Every Monday.
Yeah.
So every Monday, everybody's supposed to come to you and go, Eric, we love you. We worship you.
Well, Matt, you can tell me you love me all the time. That's 100% fine. I have no problem with that, you know. But I'll just say, like, you know, it's no homo. But
exactly.
You can sing me happy birthday. You can sing me songs. It doesn't matter. I'll take that from you, Matt. That's 100% fine. I mean, the people might actually be coming back to hear you sing. So, hey, you could do a whole nother show here on the MDB Media Network called Matt Alvarez Sing-Along Show. You know, you could get some sponsors, you know. You could get picked up by Spotify and, you know, iTunes, and you can make some money, Matt. I'm telling you.
Wow. No, Eric, that is not what I'm talking about. I'm not alluding to your birthday that was already this past Monday. I'm talking about this upcoming Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, is anybody really interested in this? I know I'm not, because I personally won't be able to afford it. Because everybody else is into it, though. They're trying to figure out a way how to I mean, everybody's even stretching so far as to even pull money from, you know, half of their savings account just so they can have extra money for one full year. Because Monday, DDP, it's part of that part of it, DDP, you're halfway there. But Monday night, right after Raw goes off the air, they will immediately launch the 24/7 WWE Network. Now everybody has their own network.
I forgot about that.
Official.
That's this Monday. Is that no? I don't think that was. Is that this Monday? No, that is not this Monday. That is not this Monday. That is after Elimination Chamber.
No, it's
that
this
is
Monday.
The WWE
yeah,
Network. No, that is not. That is in February, Matt.
Well, you can thank Michael Cole, who keeps mentioning it, that it will take place this
yeah,
Monday
well,
after Raw.
WWE Network launches February 24th, 2014, Matt.
Yeah, that's right. He did say that, and then see they confuse themselves. See what I mean? That's why Eric Williams is going to take Michael Cole's job. We're
yeah,
going to fly
well,
Eric down to
I will take Michael Cole's job. If people, you know, sign a petition, make a petition. You want to see Eric Williams take Michael Cole's job? I'll do fine. However,
yeah,
you'd never
right.
be able to get me back on the show because you'd have to pay me X amount of dollars to do that. But like I said,
well, WWE Vince McMahon can make up the difference for you. I mean, I don't know how much you were paying good old Jim Ross, but you know, I'm sure you can work out your contract magic, Eric. You will if you read the fine print, won't you?
Of course I will.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we've got to get into this. Maryland's local ABC affiliate has an article about Mickie James returning to the area for Maryland Championship Wrestling, which is the very first promotion she ever worked for in her career. And Eric and DDP are going to fight over this. Stacey Keibler is now featured in a new commercial for VH1 Super Bowl Blitz, which has been played quite a bit on the network. So whoever wants to fight over Stacey Keibler, it's probably going to be Eric Williams, DDP, and probably Coffee.
You say that Coffee thing like, you're like, I'm probably Coffee. What about Roger?
Well, Roddy Piper revealed that he dropped out of the movie Baxter Dozen, which has been shooting in Venice Beach, California, because he said he already has filming obligations to do new footage for WWE's Legend House last week. He said Tommy Dreamer
that
should be my replacement. Yeah, it does. It really does. And everybody wants to know where Ricardo Rodriguez has been. Well, DDP, Ricardo Rodriguez has been working as an agent at live events now. So he might not actually be ever in the ring again.
Good.
You say that like you don't
he
like
sucks.
Him anymore.
She's not that good of a wrestler anyway. She's horrible. I just, you know, Him with RVD was horrible. It was a stupid idea.
Coffee's still in really, really heavily promoting Tomb Raider. He's been doing that all day, even on his Facebook.
Yeah, I'll promote that. Tomb Raider, when's that come out? I don't even know. I'll just promote whatever everybody else is promoting. That's on.
Coffee said it was supposed to come out next week, but it comes out today. Is that correct, Coffee? DDP said, no, Eric Williams can have Stacey Keebler. I have somebody already.
Ooh, DDP said he's giving up Stacey Keebler. Wow. I'm surprised by that, DDP. I mean, something's up with DDP. He got his eyes set on something else, you know.
Coffee said I got the information correct. That Tomb Raider was supposed to come out this Tuesday, but it came out today. That's like, what, 4 days early?
Did he go get it yet?
Yeah, he said he's playing it. He said, I'm not really listening to the show because I'm playing Tomb Raider. You bastard. He said, Eric, I'm playing it right now.
Good. How's the gameplay on that? He's listening to me.
Yeah, I might have to
get
that game, too. Tomb Raider is pretty cool. I'll have to go get that game.
Tell you right now, I'm hoping that I'm going to take another commercial break, or are we going to keep going?
We'll take a commercial break in about 4 minutes.
Okay.
Former WWE and TNA star Trevor Murdoch recently appeared on the Undisputed Wrestling Show and stated that he would like to work with Jeff Jarrett.
Why?
You know.
Why would he want to work with Jeff Jarrett? It doesn't. Who cares?
Well, and you know how Lisa was talking about the whole 49ers bandwagon thing? Well, it's like that in the wrestling business. People are starting to jump on the Jeff Jarrett bandwagon because, I'm sure many of you've heard, that the rumor going around is that he might be able, that he's financially able to start his own new promotion. And Trevor Murdoch said, I want to be a part of that.
Okay.
And he said, when I have more information about Jeff Jarrett, whether he's actually going to do this or not, I'll let the world know. I don't know about Jeff Jarrett starting another promotion. And check this out. WWE 2014 Extreme Rules pay-per-view will now take place on May 4th at the Key Arena for all of you fans in Seattle, Washington. People are already speculating about what big plans they will have in store for Daniel Bryan, being that it's his hometown, coming out of WrestleMania. Wrestling legend Bobby Eaton has been released from the hospital this week. He has been in and out for weeks, though, due to complications from diabetes and other issues. And also, WWE's website recently spoke to Tensai about doing commentary work in NXT, and this is what Tensai had to say. I found this very surprising. He said, as far as my future goals, I hope to be a regular commentator on NXT. From there, I hope to be a part of a Team Raw or Team SmackDown. I would also like to be a trainer and producer for WWE at some point, because I like to set lofty goals and tackle them, but only do it one day at a time. So, Tensai wants to be a commentator. Well, maybe he can take Michael Cole's job. We'll see about that. But, Eric, since we still are about a month and a half away, are you going to be watching the WWE Network?
I'll be getting that network. That's pretty good. Good idea.
I mean,
I'm pumped for it.
Gee, baseball has their own network. The NFL has their own network.
I have the MLB network, though. I have it during the season, but I don't really need it when you have so many Phillies games on Comcast. So don't think I'll be getting that next year.
So you're thinking about getting MLB network? Is that what you said?
No, I said I'm not getting the MLB Network.
Ah.
I had it last year, and it was kind of pointless because I wasn't watching it.
I see. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been crazy here on this show, and the craziness will continue because things are just heating up, especially leading into the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. We'll find out about each of our picks and see who's going to win. I'm probably betting on somebody I shouldn't have, but not that
I'm going to win the Rumble.
Oh, we didn't know you were a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble, Eric.
Shoot. All right, well,
Hey, okay, it's your fault. You're the one that revealed that live on the air.
I'm not a surprise. I'm not a surprise.
He's the
that.
Number 30 entrant.
Number 30. I'll eliminate all those people. Actually, I'll be probably at 30. I'll probably be drinking a nice cold beverage and having a nice piece of pizza, hanging out with good people, good friends.
Are you going to actually order the pay-per-view?
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be hanging out with a bunch of people and my girlfriend, so it's going to be interesting.
I
would
be
in the Rumble, but, I would get paid enough, so I'm not doing it.
Did you invite Coffee and DDP over to your house for Sunday pay-per-view?
I'm not paying for plane tickets from people from Texas and wherever Coffee lives at. That's not happening.
No, I mean, if they could pay their own way, would you allow them to come
of course.
Over?
Yeah, it would be fun. I mean, it would be fun. You know.
We'll talk about all that
single.
A little more.
I think DDP also just sent me a message via Facebook. He wants you to sing him a song. He wants you to sing him a love.
Oh, gee. Now everybody's trying to turn this show into a singing show. I've got some songs for you, but it's not me singing. You'll hear that after this.
Fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Man, I love these new Red Button Roast coffees. It is exactly what I need. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Tell me about it. This French vanilla one is a great way to start the day.
Did you just say, tell me about it and then keep on talking? Because I can't really tell you about it if you keep on talking afterward.
And you did wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
I know. Tell me about it.
New Red Button Roast coffee and premium breakfast burritos. Now available with egg whites. This is how you Sonic.
And now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alfred.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. You know, I forgot to mention this, of what I'm wearing.
What are you wearing, a t-shirt? You better be wearing clothes.
Oh, I'm wearing a t-shirt, all right. I don't know why, but I felt like wearing, bam, a Raiders t-shirt on the show today.
You're wearing a Raiders t-shirt. Oh, my gosh. That's pathetic.
I should have brought it up at the top of the show, but I didn't.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
I don't know about it.
No, I don't think it would be a good idea. Anyway, sorry to cut you off, Matt, but earlier on we had outside linebacker from Colorado State, Shaquille Barrett, talk some good football. He's getting ready for the draft, NFL draft, coming up in May, and we talked to him. We also had a call from your old co-host Lisa called in, talked a little bit about the old Richard Sherman thing, and talked about the Niners Seahawks game a little bit. Matt did not sing any songs for us today, which is a big bummer. But now we're going to go into...
That's a good thing for me.
Not a good thing for the rest of the people. You know, it's not good for business, Matt. Tell you right now, who we got in the chat room, we probably got the same... You know, Matt is having his chat room issues. He decided that he didn't want to refresh the page, so people were talking to him.
No, I've refreshed the page since. I always refer to
So who do we got
page.
In the chat room? We got the one of them is DDP.
We got Roger, we got guest 1699, and we got Coffee.
And where's Lisa? Where did she go?
She wanted to bail out, so.
Whatever. You know. But, yeah, Roger, actually, thank you for the friend request. Talking to me a little bit and welcomed me to the NDB Media Network. So, yeah, I guess I got the welcome. So, you know.
The official welcome.
I got the official welcome from the boss. We'll talk about prices later, but, I think I'm looking at maybe $1,800 a show. I shouldn't be, saying that over the air because it's not a professional. But like I said, I might just have to take this network over if I'm... Anyways, I actually called in like one of the weeks that I think he was on the air or something like that. And I think he was calling, I think he did your show for you. And I called in and I felt really like, well, Matt didn't tell me this. So I was like, I'll hang up. And then I called in right at the start of the show. And I was trying to see if somebody needs a co-host or whatever. And, just felt like,
Yeah, I remember you told me about that off air, yeah.
I was like, okay, I didn't know his voice, and I didn't hear him say, hey, this is Roger. I was like, who's this guy? Maybe I called in the wrong number or something like that. Remember that one time that we were, like, doing the show, and all of a sudden you picked up the phone, and, like, two people were talking to each other about, like, some random stuff? Remember that?
I remember that. That was,
like, somebody was talking, they're like, weird. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about football and blah, 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 and, like, okay, I'm about to do my podcast right now. I'm like, what? Like, and then he hung up. Something like that. I remember that.
That
was trying to figure out who that was. Like, I actually looked at like radio shows around that time, and I couldn't find anybody. So I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. Just like I don't know what happened. Well, I understand what took place. Why WB is trying to make, we'll run this down very quickly since we only got 30 minutes left in the show. But the Shield took on Biggie Langston, Cody Rhodes, and Goldust. The Shield, and of course, the writers are making them look tough, you know, to set them up for the Royal Rumble. Now, I can sort of confirm this and sort of can't, because it seems as though, with the way Michael Cole's been screwing the whole thing up, because, you know, he had me confused, because that's why I brought it up with Eric and with Lisa, saying that, you know, Monday night after Raw, it's supposed to be the WWE Network, right? Well, you can blame Michael Cole for that. That's his fault, not mine. Not mine. I don't work for them. So don't start, you know, bashing Matt Alvarez and saying, oh, you're stupid. Look what you did. You ruined it. I'm so excited about the WWE Network, and now you ruined it. Well, he's the one that ruined it, because he's the one telling the world on national television the network going to start up this Monday right after the Royal Rumble, right after Raw goes off the air. When they know that the network doesn't start up until next month. Michael Cole, you almost got me in trouble. You stupid bastard. But anyways, you know, it looks like, because, again, Michael Cole had said that, remember, guys, all three members of the Shield will be in the Royal Rumble match. Let's hope he didn't screw that up. Because I would like to see how they would do. I mean, they have had individual matches, the members of the Shield, I mean. But this is different. They'll all be competing separately if this is true, if Michael Cole got this correct. Roger's telling me in the chat room, yeah, sure, Matt, sure, we haven't seen the numbers yet. Wait for like an hour or so after I go off the air. We'll check the numbers tomorrow morning. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can get up early enough, join the guys that actually own this channel. Sports Talk with the guys, they are up doing their show, doing their thing at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then 2 hours later, right after them, the hardest working man in sports. I did that better than you, Roger. No, just kidding. But Sonny Clark will take over after them, take the hand off from them, so to speak. You know, like in football when they hand you the ball and they try to trick the defense. But, yeah, that's the way it is on Saturday mornings on this very same network tomorrow morning. So, yeah, it looks like this will be different with the Shield. Like I said, they have competed in singles matches, but they're always together. They're always a unit. But in the Royal Rumble match, I've noticed that Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins have kind of not been seen eye to eye. Seth Rollins keeps telling the world, remember, I am the leader of this group. Roman Reigns said that there never has been a leader. They've all been equal since they made their debut over a year ago. We'll see what happens going into the Royal Rumble this Sunday. And I was trying to put together a Royal Rumble trivia question again, like I've been doing the last few weeks. I just decided to skip it today, even though the pay-per-view is this Sunday. Fandango taking on my boy, Xavier Woods. But, of course, my boy from Southern California, Xavier Woods. But, of course, I knew he wasn't going to win against Fandango. After all, Fandango is... People love his theme song. They sing it. They dance to it. It's like a dancing theme song for them. CM Punk versus Billy Gunn. CM Punk is the winner. Now, I don't know why everybody in the entire wrestling world, even if you're not a wrestling fan, like some people are in the chat room here going, I don't know anything about this. But if you've been following along long enough, you know that, well, DX was part of Triple H's group D-Generation X. That's where the name DX simply came from. They just shortened it out. But DX has always been on a roll for many years. As I said last week, you know, sure, it did look like they were going to be fired and just let go from the company by Vince saying, thank you for your support and for your teamwork. But they decided, let's keep them around, especially last week after what they did, like I said last week on the show, when last Monday night when They jumped off the ring apron and left CM Punk to tag nobody. Now they are playing the complete role of heels, the bad guys, so to speak. Rey Mysterio took on Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio is still one of their top guys, too. AJ Lee and Tamina Snuka versus Cameron and Naomi. By the way, this past week, I have to say, I had some very intelligent, smart people joining me right here in my apartment for Monday Night Raw. That being my niece and my nephew from San Jose, California. They came down here. My sister from San Jose, she had a funeral for an old friend of hers that she knew, and that's why she needed somewhere to stay. So I said, well, bring them over. My nephew, of course. He's one of the kids that actually likes to follow along with whatever the guy that I hate and despise. Because if you grew up the way I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and we know what wrestling is, and now they bring John Cena in, and John Cena only has 3 moves, and I've said it before, no mobility, and then he does this thing with his hands, and he's like, oh, you can't see me. That's why I'm one of those people that boos him and saying that you can't wrestle, because it's true. He can't. They just hired him because they knew that he would be the face of the company. Not now, because now have you noticed they've been putting him in mid-card matches. Now he's going all the way back to the bottom almost down to the bottom of the ladder. You know how they try to climb that ladder? They've been telling him to go back down the ladder. But me and my nephew, we do this thing where he'll say his name in my car, or he said it here in my house. I was like, do I have to kick you out? You know that name is not allowed in this house. It's just a thing I do with my nephew. But my niece, she's a big AJ Lee fan. She knows everything about AJ Lee. She knows where she was born and stuff like that. And, you know, I said, oh, really? So you're going to watch this match with me? She said, yeah, I need to. And she didn't like the way Cameron and Naomi won, but I was like, well, she's a 9-year-old, you know? Lisa. As it pertains to next month, no, I will not be getting the WWE Network. As much as I would like to, but then again, I mean, let's see. By the way, everybody's been asking me, emailing me, telling me, is it truly $10 a month? Well, you know how that whole fine print thing that me and Eric were talking about earlier on, right after our interview we had, they want you to read the fine print, but then they don't want you to read the fine print because this is Vince McMahon's way of tricking people. This is how he's always worked. Coffee said, if it was free, I still wouldn't take it. Lisa said, yeah, $10 a month and all the pay-per-views are free. Coffee says, I'm not putting no money in that guy Vince McMahon's pocket. Well, that is your right. We do have rights in this country. As Roger Noriega and his pals on Saturday morning can tell you, they usually talk about rights. But I tell you, my niece was like, oh, I thought AJ Lee and Tamina would win. Of course, she didn't really know who Tamina was because of the way, you know, kids are in school and stuff and they can't really watch Monday Night Raw. But anyway, the Usos took on Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. The Usos won. Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton. Kofi holds Orton's legs so he couldn't leave the ring. Because all night long they kept saying, well, we're waiting for Cena to show up. And he finally did and came down because he was beating the crap out of Orton. And, well, Orton gets disqualified. No. Well, Randy Orton got the win because, you know, that's the way it is. John Cena caused a disqualification. So Kofi didn't win anything either. I I didn't say anything about being stupid, Roger. I was saying that you guys always talk about, you know, rights and laws and stuff like that, especially, you know, Sonny Clark. He's good at that, too. And so, yeah, you know, see how fast that was. Oh, it took me 8.5 minutes to get through Raw because we've still got to get into TNA and what they did last night. Yeah, Lisa, I know. This is live radio. I never do pauses. But that's because I got to hurry up and speed this up. But what is going to happen, like I said earlier, can the Shield actually work together this Sunday at the Royal Rumble? I think I know who's going to come out on top. I think it's going to be a complete underdog. This is why I said immediately before the commercial break that I didn't actually bet anything on any one person winning. Because if I was to bet, then I would lose money. Like I did at a friend's house last year with a bunch of us, from all of us, with all my NorCal wrestling friends, from all the different indie promotions. You know, I got invited to go to their house. We watched the Royal Rumble, and I said, so-and-so is going to win. I forgot who I told my friend about that last year. He said, you want to put $20 on that? And I was like, yeah, no, never mind. He's like, you don't want to put $20 on this person winning? I said, no, I changed my mind. It's a good thing I did. You can't bet on the Royal Rumble because you never know. Well, you can pretty much predict what WWE is going to do. It's just hard. It's really hard. Yes, I am the Jim Rome of this network, I guess. But let's get into last night with Impact Wrestling. They did have, you know, some amazing stuff happen last night. But the fact that they had to are turning all their pay-per-views on to free television, and now they said, well, we know who the investor is, and he will be revealed next week. So it's sort of like this hostile takeover thing. It's pretty much the same as, and I know Coffee's going to hate this, it's pretty much the same as when WWE and had this war with WCW and ECW, but they're doing it differently. They're making it look like an investor's coming in to take over, and they're even calling it a hostile takeover. I wonder if Vince McMahon can sue them for copyright infringement. I mean, that's the other. I mean, I've told all my Facebook friends about that. Has anybody noticed that? It was reported 2 weeks ago by Facebook where they said, Roger, whatever you post on Facebook, we own the rights to it. And I went, what? Mark Zuckerberg, are you an idiot? How can you own the rights to our Facebook statuses when we're the ones typing it? You're going to sue me for writing my own status. Yeah, I don't exactly have the money to go to court and to pay you. maybe my good friend Roger Nobrig and the entire Indie Media family can cover my court costs if they need to. See, this is the thing. People are slowly trying to take our rights away from us and tell us what we can and can't post online. That's the other thing I almost forgot to mention. You know, the Cleveland Browns assistant coach, well, now he's the head coach, thanks to his daughter tweeting about it. Yeah, she shouldn't have revealed that he was going to become the head coach. Sure, she cried and she told him, I'm sorry, Dad, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. She blew his cover even before he was officially named the NFL Browns head coach of that team. He said, you can't do this ever again. Sure, she revealed it on Twitter. She shouldn't have done it. But she did, and so in a way, it's wrong. The NFL's like, can you keep tabs on your daughter, please? Don't tell her to put that stuff on Facebook. That's copyright infringement. Copyright infringement. Oh, gee. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'll have to file, like Roger said in the chat room, if that happens, I'm sure I'll have to file for Chapter 12 bankruptcy or something like that. Isn't that what it's called? I think it's called Chapter 12. I don't know. I've never had that problem before. But last night, they had to do Genesis Part 2. you know, Taz and Mike Tanay welcoming us to the opening of the show and saying, are you ready for part two of a pay-per-view? No, we're not ready for the part two of a pay-per-view because this is not how you market something. And we know from what the reports that I read to you earlier, Jeff Jarrett truly is starting his own promotion. So you know that next week, it won't be Jeff Jarrett being revealed as the investor from some other company. It'll be somebody else. It won't be him. I will see who it is next week. Because anyways, it was Gunner versus James Storm. They wanted to redo their briefcase on a pole match for the number one contender championship to the title. Gunner defeated James Storm in just 5 minutes and 39 seconds. Chris Sabin took on Austin Aries for the X Division championship. Austin Aries won the X Division championship in just 5 minutes, 8 seconds. By the way, their stipulation was that Velvet Sky had to be locked in a cage, but she wanted, you know, Chris Sabin to prove her loyalty. She said that, I'll willingly stand in the cage and I won't help you. Because if you don't win, Chris Sabin, then it's going to be over. In other words, it's this boyfriend-girlfriend storyline, or as Taz said it, you can't steal or get involved in somebody else's boyfriend-girlfriend business. It's one of those storylines. I don't know what they're actually calling it, because they gave it 4 or 5 different names last night. Roger said no. Chapter 13 is a reorganization. That's personal. He said Chapter 11 is related to business reorganization. Well, thank you for clearing that up, Roger. It's a good thing Roger was here to join us. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining me here today on the show. Bobby Roode took on Kurt Angle in an amazing, and I will say that word again, it bears repeating, amazing matchup last night. Kurt Angle in a steel cage match. Kurt Angle defeated Bobby Roode in 14 minutes and 14 seconds. Some people are saying, well, that was a ruse. And I said, what? What do you mean a ruse? And the entire wrestling world is going, they had him beat, you know, win the match on purpose. 14, 14, 14. It's related to Valentine's Day. Yeah, right. Him winning the match in 14 minutes has nothing to do with Valentine's Day. We're still in January, right? I don't know. Some of these wrestling people who think that they're fans, but they're not. No disrespect to other wrestling fans who actually follow the sport. Idiots. Rockstar Spud actually believed that he could beat Samoa Joe last night. Of course, he got all the motivation from Dixie Carter and, of course, Dixie Carter's nephew. He's like, you can do it. You're the champion. You were the British champion. Yeah. Nobody really cared about watching the rest of it. I bet you the whole time the motivation speech in the backstage area with Rockstar Spud from Ethan Carter III, I'm sure people were getting up and saying, it's time for a bathroom break or something like that. I don't know. I got to go do the laundry or something. Who knows? But Rockstar Spud did not win. He got his ass whipped by Samoa Joe in just 2 minutes. And 17 seconds. Coffee. Coffee said, I've only filed chapters 1 through 6 before. And finally, Magnus versus Sting. Samoa Joe was allowed to be in his corner by this investor that I've been talking about. It was then turned into a no disqualification match. No count-out match. It was anything goes for the TNA Championship. But Magnus defeated and actually beat Sting in 13 minutes and 27 seconds. Now, as I said, for the last 3 weeks, I've been telling you all, the wrestling world finds this very interesting because in real life, Sting's contract has officially ended. And he hasn't signed any new contract with TNA Wrestling. WWE is the one stirring up the rumors. We've got big plans for him. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I mean, it's good that, like Eric said earlier, like Eric Williams told our guest, Shaquille Barrett, when he was on the air with us a little earlier on. He said it's good to plan ahead, it's good to make plans, but sometimes plans don't always work out. Which is what I'm going to say to you, Vince McMahon. It's good that you're planning. It's good that you're doing all this creative stuff and giving Sting ideas to do when he jumps to WWE. That's only if he actually jumps. Now, whether or not he jumps, it's going to definitely change the landscape of wrestling. I mean, Kurt Angle was trying to do his best in his promo last night because the camera crew was like, are you upset about this? What if he loses? What's going to happen? And then they said, Kurt Angle, look right into that camera as if you were talking to Sting, and you tell him right now how you feel. And he was trying to sound sympathetic and do his own thing and try and make it seem like he was truly speaking from the heart, because that's the thing that wrestling promoters do nowadays. They know that, as well as the fans, we all know that you're not really shooting from the heart. You're basically pretending to shoot because of what the writer wrote for you to say. Here, Coffee, go say this on TV. Make it seem genuine. Make it sound like you're really sad that Sting's going to leave if he loses. Wait, what? Hold on. We've got something going on in the chat room. Coffee, why are you talking about Dr. Seuss on this show? Oh, gee. I never liked Dr. Seuss. Sorry, that's just my opinion. After all, this is a sports opinion show. Oh, man. I tell you. But now they're I mean, sure, they only had 6 matches. As my dad used to say, only, because when I would tell him things like that, hey, look, Dad, this only cost $17. He's like, only $17? You can find that somewhere cheaper than that. Boy, what's wrong with you? I'd be like, oh. And growing up, I didn't understand it. Now I understand what my dad was talking about. $17 for a stupid bottle of wine and beer? That's all that stuff Lisa likes to drink. Or I think Lisa just likes to drink straight Budweiser. I don't know. I'm not a drinker, so you can ask her that. I'm sure Coffee can answer those beer-drinking questions as well. Or anybody else in the chat room. Anybody else on this show. Just not me. Gee, I'm going to die over here. Man, that sucks. But, hey. As I said, you know, everybody in... I was even saying this towards the end of 2013, because WWE was telling the wrestling world and others, we don't copy TNA. TNA was saying the same thing. What? What are you talking about? We don't copy WWE. Of course you copy each other. Both companies now have one champion, because they had to unify their titles. So all the secondary titles and even the important titles, such as the Intercontinental Championship like they have in WWE, they had to bring that one back because that one, people love talking about that specific title. But as far as the hardcore title, all the other titles, they want nothing more to deal with them. And I just think that's really, really sad that they just act like those titles never existed. But it's also sad that they lie and sit there and say, we don't copy their storylines. You're doing it blatantly in front of TV cameras. What, the cameras aren't there? People aren't watching? Oh, people are watching. I know my good friend DDP is watching. I don't know if DDP, I'm sure you're going to, well, then again, you know, the one time a few weeks ago, when Roger Noriega took over the show for me, and then I called into the show, and we had this long discussion about how people, all the sports agencies, not just wrestling, hockey, football, baseball, how they're all upping the prices on us, especially because Dana White and the UFC They are now charging like a $45, $50 minimum just to order their pay-per-view now, whereas it used to be $35, $40 for a UFC pay-per-view. And, well, DDP and his dad agreed that they're only going to order a UFC once in a while. Not going to do it all the time now. I mean, the goal is to make money and do what, as Vince McMahon always says, what's best for business. Well, I don't think upping the prices and scaring everybody away from ordering your pay-per-view is a smart thing. But they say, well, it's the cost of this and it's the cost of that, and we won't be able to afford it if nobody buys our pay-per-view. Now, that's a crock of you-know-what. That is such BS. All these sports agencies, I mean, they're all richer than all of us, to fear, because Bill Gates said it this week on Yahoo that, well, he said that by 2025, nobody will be poor. Everybody will be rich, richer than they know what to do with. Well, gee, Bill Gates, are you going to start sending us a, I don't know, what did the president call that? Recovery money or something like that? The stimulus package, that's what it was. See, I knew it was there. I had it on the tip of my tongue. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have. What will happen next week? Who won the Royal Rumble from this Sunday pay-per-view? Well, we'll have to find out all that and more next week. If you're going to order the pay-per-view, order it with friends. See you all next week. Take care. I'm out. Peace.
Heading to the top rope. And it's in it. Frog splash. Come on. Get it. Do it. Two. Yeah. It's champion.
He looked and he thought his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. So now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I ask you the standard question, you know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What?
Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves, and it has been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.